I think the Lionesses' passion is to obviously inspire the next generation while doing a great job on the pitch in France. And we've seen that increase, not just by the players on the pitch or the young girls wanting to get involved in football, but coaches stepping forward and wanting to take, female coaches wanting to take on that role, as well as, you know, the missed generation of those that wanted to play years ago when there was that stigma, whereas now they've got the great opportunity of playing when they're 35 and above.
And regardless of how well they do end up doing at the World Cup, I mean, how important do you think it is that they do get that increase in coverage and they gain bigger audiences?
It's a big talking point at the moment with the Women's World Cup, and, you know, not just how well they're doing, just the fact that the women's game has changed. There's more opportunity for the women, you know, playing, coaching, refereeing, kind of just overall. And it's really showing that football is for all. And, you know, as a county FA, Kent FA, that's something that we're trying to promote, that football is for all. And, you know, we're offering Wildcat Centre, that there's Wildcat Centres across the county for 5 to 11 year old girls. We're offering coaching courses, refereeing courses. So we're really trying to cater for all female participation, really.
We are starting to steadily see more investment towards the women's game, but I think it is quite clear that there isn't an equal footing, shall we say. It's not equally being invested in and as covered as widely between men and women, and that has perhaps contributed to the stigma that you suggested towards the women's game. What needs to change in order to remove that stigma?
I think it's a lot to do with, you know, local clubs knowing their funding opportunities that they have within when they're offering football for girls and women. Also, you know, local media going down and doing coverage on, you know, your local grassroots teams. You know, it's a great opportunity for girls to go and watch just their local team, really. But just about promoting those kind of avenues, as well as obviously the Lionesses and how great they're doing. It's just maybe promoting a little bit more locally as well for the local grassroots teams that we've got in Kent.
And you alluded to this idea of there being, because of the World Cup, there does seem to be a bigger talking point surrounding the women's game, more interest. From the work that you're doing at the Kent FA, have you seen that firsthand?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like I said earlier, we've got 36 Wildcat Centres running in our county, across the county, which is inspiring the next generation of girls coming through. Also, you know, we're having a bigger interest in female coaches wanting to go on courses. This season, we've run 3 female level ones. We've worked quite closely with Ape Wonder for 2 of those courses as well, which is a programme for 14 to 24-year-old girls. And like I said earlier, we've got the 10 recreational teams, which are offering sessions for those that are 35 or 30 and above to start their footballing journey. All those numbers are increasing each season, which just shows that, you know, not only is it how well the Lionesses is doing, but because of the coverage and because it is a talking point, more people are wanting to show an interest in the game.